We are up to Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Zayin. I'm a little hoarse, as you can tell. Hopefully we'll make it. If not, we don't have to worry because Rabbi Maevsky is here. He'll fill in. Just like that.
He's coming on today?
Just like that. Maybe. No. You never know. You never know. So far, so good. Let's see. Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Zayin. V'yamart Aleihem, Yirmiyah is instructed by Hashem to say, the Klal Yisrael Koyama Hashem Tzvakas L'Kei Yisrael, Shisu Vishichlu Ukiyu. Tell Klal Yisrael, give, this is the continuation of the four cups, the cups of poison, the Kais HaTarela, or as called of you in this past, the Kais of Chaim, of anger. Give it to them to drink, Vishichlu, and let them become intoxicated, Ukiyu, and they should vomit. Okay, so we have over here three things so far. Drink, become intoxicated and vomit, then the flu, veloy sakumu, and fall down, do not rise up. Because of the sword that I plan to bring upon you. If they refuse to take the coast from your hand, you shall say to them, you will drink against your will. If they give you a hard time, and remember, this includes Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and basically all of the nations of the region that surround Eretz Yisrael, tell them that they have no choice. They should drink this cup of wine, and if they do not want to drink it, shaso, shistu, you shall surely drink, you will drink against your will. Pasuk Chavteski ki hinevo ir, behold in the year asher nikos shmi oleha, Anochi mechel lehora, I will begin to bring evil. You know, Rabbi Maevsky, I think it's really going to happen. Asher nochi mechel lehora, I am going to begin to bring evil. V'yatem hinokei sinoku, and you, v'yatem hinokei sinoku. Ki nevu ir asher nikos shmi oleha, anochi mechel lehora, I'm going to begin to bring evil. V'yatem hinokei sinokeu, and you will be innocent. You hinokei sinoku lo sinoku. Do not think. Do you think? It's a question mark. It's a rhetorical question. It's a rhetorical question. V'yatem hinokei sinoku. Do you really think, in your wildest dreams, that you will be exonerated? You will be spared the harm that is meant to come upon these people? Don't be foolish. Lo sinoku. You will not be exonerated. Ki cherev ani karei al kol yoshu aretz l'um Hashem tzorakos, because the end is going to be, I'm going to bring a sword upon the inhabitants of the earth, and you're all going to be wiped out. Pasuk lama v'yatoh, and you tinovei aleihem. Yirmiyah, Hashem says to Yirmiyah, you shall give prophecy upon them. Eis kol ha'ra wa'ilav v'yamart aleihem Hashem mimarom yishog. And this is a very famous pasuk. You know, let's leave that out for the moment. Let's first do these otsug. We'll come to Lamed alone, because Pasuk Lamed, there are many midrashim that elaborate upon the meaning. So let's go back to Pasuk Chav Zayin. All right, Ramayevsky, I'm not going to make it.
You want some hot water?
No, it's not going to make a difference. Okay, so like the third part, right?
What?
For half an hour. Okay.
Today's the Malshuk.
The Alshuk was the biggest darshan. The biggest darshan that lived was the Alshuk. Okay, let's see over here. Pasuk of Zayin in the Mitzudos David. Shisu v'shichru, drink and be intoxicated. Shisu yayin hachema, drink the wine of wrath. V'sihiyu shikurim, and become intoxicated. V'sakiyu, and vomit. V'siplu la'aretz, and fall down upon the earth. V'loy sakumu, do not rise up. G'der chashay sayayin harbeit, like it is the custom of a person to drink a lot of wine, and become intoxicated, they fall down, and they are not able to rise up. U'ritzen aloymar, kiblu aleichem ol hashibud v'yatzar m'vnechev v'ayiv, accept upon yourself the yoke of shibud, and the pain m'vnei cherev ha'ayiv. If you attempt to escape the Paranis, you should know it's not going to help. You're not going to be able to be spared. You will strengthen yourself. It's not going to make a difference. And if you refuse to drink, I'm telling you now, you have no choice. Shaso sishtu, you shall surely drink. Give them to drink the kais hatar ela against their will. Pasuk haftas. Asher nikra shmi oleha, lios nikra ir Hashem, the city that my name rests upon, which is called the ir Hashem, anochi mechel, I will begin to bring Puranas. The word mechel means maschil. Ani maschil lochavi hara v'atem to yunikiyim mehara. You think for one moment you're going to be free, you're going to be innocent. Bitmiya, you're going to be exonerated. Hine, lo tinoku. You will not be exonerated. You will suffer the consequences of you will suffer. Let us see Rashi, starting with Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ukiyo. Ukiyo means vomit. Ukiyo is vomit. Ke Adam, sheshoyse yoyse midai, shemaki, he vomits. Hacherev, hatagar shel hamulchama, the sword is the tagar shel hamulchama, is the sword. Pasuk Chav Tes, mechel means maschil. Okay, Pasuk Lamed. No, Pasuk Lamed we didn't do yet. Let's see the Radak. Radak Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ukiyu. Vamit. Kein derech hashikar lohaki. It is a derech of a person who is drunk to vamit. Aval hashikar achar sheyaki yoshuv ma'at lidato v'yokum. So he's explaining his majority in the Pasuk. A person who is not feeling well because he has had too much to drink vomits. But after he vomits, it's natural to feel good once again. That is a form of relief to release the liquid, the yayin that's inside. So here the pasuk is very precise and it says that even you, after ukiyu, it's not going to make a difference. V'niflu v'loy sakumu. You will still fall down and you will not rise up. Vomiting is not going to be for you a relief from your illness, from your sickness. So one more time, the words of the Radak. Ki kein derech hashikor lehoki aval hashikor achashiyaki yashikor, after he vomits, yoshuv me'at lidato v'yakum, he is restored and he rises up. Aval lohem omar, but to them he said, v'nifluv lo zekubu, you will fall down, you will not rise up. Ukiyu, the word ukiyu, shiroshay ka'ah. The earth will vomit you out. The earth will vomit you out. Ka'ah. Uboha yud tumuras aleph. The yud here is replacing the aleph. Okay, words are that next. Now let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk is a very famous pasuk. It's very famous because it's the beginning of the Masech, the Brachos, and everyone who starts the Daf Yomi automatically comes across this pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'ata'a now. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, Tinavei alehem. Eis kol hadarim wa'ilem. V'amarta alehem Hashem. Mimaraim Yishak, from the highest heavens does Hashem roar. From his holy abode does he give forth his voice. Sha'og Yishag al Naveu. Hashem doubly roars regarding his abode. So notice it said the word Yishag three times. Three times. First it begins Mimaraim Yishag, and then again it says Sha'og Yishag. And that is the topic, the focus of the Gemara. Why does it say the word Yishag three times in this pasuk, which we'll come to in a moment? Then the pasuk says Heidod. Now the word Heidod is an expression that was said by people who would press wine. It's like you say Hippipurei. Who's the one who invented Hippipurei? The Crusaders. The Crusaders are the one who invented the expression Hippipure, if I'm not mistaken. And they said this when they killed the Jews. So for a Jew to say Hippipure is not a good thing. It's not a good thing. So it's an expression of encouragement that they would say.
It was a longer sentence. It was about Hippip Yerushalayim or something.
Something like that.
It was an expression about what language did they say?
they would sing it, they would scream it as a way of being mechazik one another, like in a football team. They huddle and they all get together and they all scream, I don't know what they say. They say certain things and it's a psychological tool where you psych yourself up.
In the military.
They
have these marches.
Not just marches, but they have hua or something like that.
They have something which they're trained to say together, which puts them into a frenzy. It psychs them up. So the word heidod is exactly the same thing in ancient times, and it was typically used by people who would press grapes. I guess it was a very boring job to press grapes, to walk around on the wine press and crush the grapes. So you had multiple workers together, they would encourage one another by saying together the word heidod. So here Hashem is saying, I'm also going to say heidod, but not on a wine press, but upon Yerushalayim. I'm going to trample. I'm going to step. What'd you say?
Nowadays it's probably hey dude.
Hey dude?
Hey dude. Hey dude.
Hey dude. D-U-D-E dude.
What's hey dude?
Hey
dude?
No, hey guy. Hey dude.
Hey guy. Hey dude.
Just hey
dude. All right.
I gotta translate this.
Okay, so here the word hey dude is going to be used by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not going to be used.
It comes from the Latin Yerushalmi est perdia. Jerusalem is lost.
Jerusalem is lost. So for a Jew to say hip hip hooray, you're celebrating your own destruction.
It's not the same way like all the kids say, oh my gosh, oh my God. It's such a not from thing to say. And
yeah.
It goes in the street today, it's like
OMG.
Like nothing. Huh?
OMG.
OMG is fine.
To say
so oh my gosh, me. Which is Zichanat, right?
Why is oh my gosh?
Because gosh is
Yashka?
There are many expressions like that.
Yes.
Substitute for
keep my fingers crossed.
Huh?
Yes.
Gonna keep my fingers crossed. That means to make shasiv erev. You make it so people don't even know that they think I'm hoping a Jew, a from Erelch Jew, he says I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
So they say knock on wood. It's
knocking
on
the
wood.
Yeah, on the cross.
They said knock on wood.
Knock on the wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it means I knock on wood.
I've seen
his paper.
Haredi magazines use the word crusade.
Haredi, what?
Use the word crusade.
So what's wrong with that? What do you mean?
Think of crusade.
Means to kill the Jews.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if the word crusade
doesn't necessarily
mean it was the word that they took. That's not the original.
The
word crusade, the word to crusade means you have a crusade. They took. I'm not sure.
That's not its use.
Yerushalayim is defeated. The word crusade is a Latin word, an English word. They happen to use it to represent their goal of destroying Klal Yisrael. But does that mean the word became a treif? It means. Crusade? You can't say I'm on a crusade to finish Shas.
Yes.
On a campaign.
You could say it. You could say it.
It's not proper to say the word crusade in anything outside the framework of Christianity.
It's a metaphor, but why should we be using it?
All right, okay. I don't know that.
You could say I'm on the crusade.
All right, hey Dad, kedarchem yaneh, hey Dad, ke alik hey Dad. Hashem says, I will say, hey dad, ki darchim ya'aneh, like the people who press grapes, ya'aneh, they will express themselves. El kol yoshvei eretz, this will be said to all the people of the earth. Let's do one more pause. Vaslam, now, ba'sha'on, we'll come back to the pasuk in a moment, let's forget the pasuk. Ba'sha'on, sha'on means destruction, churbin, ad kitzei eretz, to the ends of the earth, ki riv la Hashem ba'agoyim, Hashem has a quarrel amongst the nations. Nishbatul Cholbasa. Hashem is going to judge all flesh. Harishaim nisanam lacherev. The wicked will be delivered to the sword. Nu'um Hashem. So says Hashem. Okay, let's see these two pesukim in Sar Pasuk Lamadum to the studded. Mimarom Yishak. The Kafal Hadav of Yamar. This pasuk is being repeated. This repetition, poetic repetition, multiple times. The Kafal Hadav of Yamar. Mimarom Kadosh Akadosh Baruch Hu. He roars. The Chazar Perishu Yishag Al Naveu, against whom is HaKadosh Baruch Hu roaring? He's roaring Al Naveu, or Ritzoin Eloimar, who Kara Gezeres Korban Al Yerushalayim. Al Naveu means concerning its Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has issued the decree that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. Heidad, Kiderech Dorchei Hayayin Hamerimim Kol Heidad Lazare Zeze. Like it is the custom of people who crush grapes in a wine press. They raise up their voice and they say one another, "Hey, Dad, Kain Yodim Kol Al Kol Yoshua Aretz." So too, Hakadosh Baruch Hu raise up his voice upon the inheritance of the earth, Ligzar Alehem Churban VeIvadon, to be gozer upon them utter destruction. Pasuk Lamid Aleph, Basha Oina, Kol sh'ayin hamakayim. So sh'on over here means I translate it as destruction. Okay, that's not precise. According to the Mitzudas, it means a loud voice, a loud sound. Similar to what it said in the previous passage of sh'og yish'ag. So here the sound of sh'on hamakayim ba is going to come at Kitzei Aretz Ritzon Elohimar. Hagzerihi al kulam, the gzera is going to come upon everyone. No one's going to escape the gzera of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nishbatu, hu yitzvakach im kol basar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will quarrel. He will quarrel, he will take up his cause with all humanity. V'avikuach yeh asher yitein es harisham lachedef. What will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quarrel? It will be where he delivers the wicked to the sword. By giving them over to the sword, he is revealing their sins. And this is called a vikuach. So we just telling us in Yisud, whatever it says in Nach, it says vikuach. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking up his cause and is bringing punishment to the Rishon. V'chein ki vo'esh Hashem nishpat. What do you mean?
Is this prophecy short term or long? Is it talking about?
I think short term, because this is talking about the Chorbe, the Bayis Rishon is imminent. This is short term. This Pshuto Shel Mikra is imminent, short term.
Okay.
Because when Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim,
at the whole earth.
No, I mean it's all of the region. I think when it says here the earth, as we learned last week, it refers to all of the surrounding nations. All of the nations that surrounded Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take up his cause. Pasuk, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk, Chof, Pasuk, Lamed, Al-Laveyu. His Misabel, Al-Churban, Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sha'on. So he's teaching Sha'on, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mourning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing grief over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Heidad, Lashain, Hoi. The people who do hard work, they raise their voice to strengthen one another. The people that cry that they call out one to the other people, they go and they press grapes in the wine press. They commonly would say one to another, hidad, as an expression to be mesareis, to psych each other up in order to get the job done. Yaneh kol loshon aniyat zaka kol ramhu. Every expression of ania, it means to raise your voice in an expression of crying. Pasuk lamid aleph. There's going to be a sh'on. As Rashi said, according to the Pesukim, there's going to be a cry, a loud sound. According to Rashi, it's an expression of grief, of mourning. Let's go further. Pasuk lamid aleph. Nishpat. Misvakeach bedin, to judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the entire, all of the wicked people, going to deliver them over to the sword. All right, let's see. Radak, pasuk chaf, pasuk lamid. Wait, after Radak, pasuk lamid. Bimaroim yishag, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he roars from on high. Al derech mashal keilu yishag, as if he is roaring. V'yorim koloi v'yavahu hagoyim l'koloi. The nations are going to arrive to destroy his abode. But they're going to shout one to another the word Heidod in the wine press. There's a mistake in my edition. I have a bays. It should be a chaf. You also have that mistake? Kidarchim Yaneh, maybe a different girsa. Yitzak Kimoy Hadarchim Vigashim Rimim Kol Chazik Atzav Ish El Achim Bemalach Vidavra Vidavra Kol Hu Heidod. What is the words that they say to each other? Heidod Velaz. Rabbi Chol, what does that mean? Pasuk 30.
Yeah, I know. But there's no. It just says ha.
Okay, pasuk lamed aleph nishpat ki ilu nichnas b'mishmar imahem sheyanisham al ra'asav v'nasnam b'yad melech bavel. Okay, very simple. This is very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was going to ruin, he's going to bring the Chorban, he's going to bring destruction upon all of these nations, all of these wicked people. What is the famous Ma'amar Chazal? I'll read you the Gemara, it's Gemara Masechta Brachos, on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. You only have to last the second day of Daf Yomi of the new cycle to come to this Gemara. And what does the Gemara say? Why does it say three times in the Pasuk the word She'oga, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shalosh Mishmaros Havei Halayla? The night is, there are three watches in the night. The Alkol Mishmar Umishmar Yoyshev, I'm reading from the Gemara, Yoyshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoyeg Ka'ari. And each Mishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he roars, Shenemar Hashem Mimaram Yishag, from the on the highest place he roars, Umim Oyn Kodesh Yitim Koyloi, Sha'og Yishag Al Naveyu. V'chein Amra V'Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Mishmed Rav Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla, V'alkol Mishmar Mishmar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoyeg Ka'ari, V'Yomer Oy Labanim, woe to my children, Shebe Avonai Sehem Hecherafti Espeisi, due to their sins I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, V'sorafti Es Heichali, I have burnt my Heichol, V'gleisim Lebein Umoy Sa'olam, and I have exiled them among the nations of the world. Notice it says three different expressions. These three expressions correspond to the three different Mishmaras. The first mishmer of the night, Hashem cries, Kaviyachal, and his cry is that I have destroyed the bayis. The second mishmer, Hashem cries. It's a different crying. He's not crying for the destruction. He's crying for the sereifa. What's the chilik between the burning and the sereifa? The destruction and the sereifa. When there's churbin, you can still rebuild it. Just because the building collapses, there's a collapse. All right, so you have the stones, you have the bricks and the stones, you have the materials. And you see, we take it for granted. And today, when a building collapses, so what do? That's it, everything new. You clean out the whole lot, down to nothing, and you start all over again. It's clear from the Gemara that's not the way they did things in ancient times. When a building was destroyed, you have building materials there. You don't have to go start all over again. You have bricks. You have material, you have bricks. So you just move everything to the side and you take the bricks, the same bricks, and you take those same bricks and you cement them, and you start and you fix it. You don't have to go import and quarry new stones. Not like today. Well, today, everything goes. They start all over again.
Manual labor, they don't want to do
it. Give it to Habitat for Humanity. Seriously.
Well, what?
They'll come and take the building. Let's say you want to throw down your building and build a new one.
Yeah.
I think Habitat Humanity will come and take away the materials and use it.
Recycling.
Yeah. Well, not recycling. They'll use it to build somewhere in, in Africa or something.
What are they going to take already? What do you mean?
No, if it's rubble, they won't take it. But if you want to knock down a house, they'll come and tell you how to take it apart so that the materials can be salvaged.
Like the windows and
windows, the wood.
Yeah.
Ship it to Africa?
I don't know where they do it, but
no,
Mexico, whatever.
And Mexico sells it back to us.
Can they use it for
to get over the wall?
Sreifa has a connotation that the churban is so complete it cannot be rebuilt. What you have to do you have to start all over again. So the first Mishmar, Hashem cries, there's a churban. Just because there was a churban doesn't mean it's all over. They could have rebuilt, as long as they didn't go into exile, they could have rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash shortly thereafter. Nebuchadnezzar would leave and they would rebuild it. They would start all over again. Sereifa has the connotation, the churban is so complete, it's so deep, that there's no rebuilding. The rebuilding is not going to happen for a very, very long time. When you rebuild, it's going to be grassroots. You're going to have to start all over again. And the third cry is Golos. It's not enough there's a churban. It's not enough the churban is complete. The third sorrow is you're not even on site. You've been exiled to a foreign nation. So that's the three mishmaros of the night. And these three mishmaros, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he cries during these three mishmaros. And that's why it says in the pasuk, Sha'og Yishag. Okay, there's another Maimer Chazal. Now this Maimer Chazal, really it's part of two. So let me, there are two parts which complement one another. The first part is That's a very important chazal to explain why natural disasters happen. So here I'll read you the words inside this in Medrash Tehillim. Eliyahu Zachor Latov Shal Es Rabbi Nohorai. Eliyahu Zachor Latov, he asked a question to Rabbi Meir, who is also known as Rabbi Nohorai. Almo Hazvaos Baos Laolam. A very good question. Why are there natural disasters? Why are there earthquakes? Seemingly, a zavos means an earthquake. Happens all over the world. You say a tsunami, or you can say anything, any natural disaster. Omar lo al chilul hamashos usumo she'ena misasrim umafrishim kisigmas. So the first answer he gave him was, it's the punishment. It's hashkacha pratis. It was not meant to happen. It happened, special hashkacha, because people are not being mafresh shumois and maestros. That was Amalo Eliyahu. Chayecha kachi svar demilsa. Elo kachu klolo shal davar. I'm not exactly sure what he means over here. It seems like Eliyahu Novi is coming either to disagree. Either he's coming to disagree, he's coming to give another reason. He said to Rabbi Neharai, I'm not so sure that your answer is correct. Maybe there's another answer. I'm not really sure what I don't know what it means. You have to go to Farshim. But he said to him, I have another reason why there are natural disasters. And he sees Bote Te Rat Yos, Ubote Kir Kas Yos. When Hashem sees that, the Umois Oilam Yoshim Behashkate. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the Umos HaOlam are living in a state of tranquility, and Ubeis HaMikdash Choraf, and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Oysosho Michore Apo B'Olama Umavakesh LaHachariva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his frustration, Hadohu Dechsev, and that's what it says, Sho'og Yishagal Noveyu, B'Shvil Noveyu. And that's why the pasuk concludes a very important pasuk. The pasuk concludes Yirash Lefichach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu roars, and the roar causes the earth to shake. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives forth His voice, the roar, those sound waves result in an earthquake. So the Gemara here is saying something that's very, very this Medrash in Sefer Tehillim, which is on the pasuk Vatigash Vatirash Aretz. The focus of this medrash is a pasuk in Tehillim which states that the earth quakes, and the medrash is telling us the reason why there are natural disasters is to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is frustrated that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, and the Goyim, at the same time, the Goyim are living in a state of tranquility. How could it be that the Umos HaOlam, who participated in the Churban Beis HaMikdash, are able to exist in peace and serenity and tranquility, whereas my people, the Am HaNivchar, is in a state of Churban and Golus? That is why there are natural disasters. And that's a mouthful, no?
Yeah, because every time somebody, it's our fault, we have to do something.
Like that. So that's not, this is a medrash. I'm not making this up. This is not from
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. So
that,
this is.
That we look, certain people look within, to say we have to look within ourselves, not in the form of.
So he's saying no. This medrash is saying there's nothing to do with us. It has to do with the frustration that the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt. Okay, now the next part of the pasuk, which says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he steps upon this world. So he's angry at us. We are indirectly responsible because we are the ones upon whom. We are the ones upon whom the responsibility lies to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And by us delaying and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, we are partially responsible. Okay, there's another very, very fascinating medrash, which picks up upon this idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he steps upon this world similar to a person working in a wine press. When you work in a wine press, you put the grapes on the ground, and you pound on the grapes in order to crush them and cause the wine to come out and go into the vat. obviously, when you're pounding on the grapes, you're pounding with pressure. You're pounding with pressure, you psych yourself up and you say, hey, dud, hey, dud, hey, dud. You have to psych yourself up and you bang with pressure and you make a lot of noise and there's activity and there's a lot of activity. So the Medrash says, if you collect, this is not a Medrash, the Gemara Masech Tebrachos, Taf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, and the Masech Tebrachos, the Gemara collects throughout the entire Tanakh all the different types of activities that Kadosh Baruch Hu does to express his frustration as to why the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt. Let me read you this very interesting Medrash. And this pasuk is just one piece of a puzzle of many psuk, of many different psukim scattered throughout Tanakh, as is the derech of the Gemara and is derech of the Midrashim. B'sha, Shekadosh Baruch Hu zoicher espanav sheshurim b'tzar, bein umos ha'olam, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he remembers that we are in exile, moirid shtei dema'os liyam ha'gadol. The first thing is Hakadosh Baruch Hu cries. That is an amazing statement of Chazal to acknowledge, to realize that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has emotion, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu sheds tears. How many tears? Two tears. Where do the two tears descend? Into the Yam HaGadol. What is the Yam HaGadol? Well, some will tell you it's the Mediterranean, and some will tell you that it's the Atlantic, or it's the Pacific, or whatever. It's one of the oceans that's not necessarily the Mediterranean. The Koiloi Nishma, now here's what is very interesting. When the tears descend, it makes noise. The descent of the tears and the reaction of these tears, obviously Hashem's tears is a massive, a tear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not a teeny drop, a liquid. It's a massive amount of liquid. The koilei nishma misoif ha'olam yatzofo, and the sound is heard from one end of the earth to the other. V'hainu guha, and this is what it means in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk guha. Unfortunately, it's not. I didn't realize he didn't quote. He didn't tell me where this pasuk comes from. Which pasuk he's quoting from? Oh, we have to look up a gemara. Okay, the gemara quotes a pasuk where Kadosh Baruch Hu is guha. I don't know the pasuk, and that pasuk is referring to these tears. Number two, v'rafkatina didei amar soifei kap of Hashem, claps his hands in frustration. He claps his hands like it was common time of Chazal. People in mourning, they would bang their hands together, and that sound that comes from clapping their hands, shenemar v'gam ani Eko kapi el kapi v'hani chaysi chamasi. I will clap my hand, my palm upon my palm, and I will bring out my frustration.
So the first one is for tidal waves, and the second one is for earthquakes?
Possibly. Okay. Number three, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Anocha Misanach. Hashem gives out sound. He moans, oh. He says, oh, I am frustrated. Maybe that's a light, that's a thunder. Thunder. Shenemar v'hani choisi chamosi bohem v'hin chamosi. V'hin chamosi means an expression of sound, of anocha, of giving forth frustration. Number four, v'rabban amri boyet barukia, Hashem kicks. Okay, so try to figure out in the class of natural disasters, what this falls into. His boy Berukia Shnemar, this very pasuk. Hashem says, Hidod, Kidorchim Ya'aneh, just similar to people who press grapes in a wine press, they give out expressions of frustration, they say, Hidod, as El Kol Yoshe'aretz. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov Amar, number five, Doichek esraglav tachas kisei hakavod. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I have no idea what this means. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he presses his feet below the kisei hakavod. Shemar koyim Hashem Hashemim kisei v'aretz adoyim ragloi. So in total, there are five things Hashem does, and this really fits into the previous medrash, which manifest themselves in seemingly in natural disasters. Natural disasters. I once saw a cartoon. I thought it was. I remember I was very young. I thought it was very, very funny. And they showed, it was like a video, they showed the world was like the apocalypse. The world was coming to an end. It was totally coming to an end, and there were earthquakes, and there was lightning, and there were asteroids coming down. And then they showed, they showed the Ribbono Shel Olam and Shanayim, he was having a piece of pizza, and he was taking the salt shaker, the pepper shaker, and he was spraying some, like, you know, you go to the pizza, they have the big pepper thing. some pepper on the pizza, and then they show that some of the pepper, it didn't go on the pizza, but it felt like he was sloppy, it fell to the sides. And then Asher, oi, what I do? What I do? And they showed all that pepper was coming down upon the world and destroying the world. It was a cartoon. But it's very real, like in this, in a good sense, not in a good sense, but in this Gemara, where did they get that cartoon from? This Gemara. This Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not having a piece of pizza, Chas V'Shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu is frustrated. Why hasn't this world, why hasn't the Mashiach come? And the small, little, teeny expressions of frustration by Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the Gemara presents this, manifests itself in the world being in these incredible natural disasters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tsar. So two tears come down. Those two tears of the Ribbono Shel Olam create tidal waves, create massive storms in the sea, hurricanes, who knows, and they come and they completely flood the earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, oh, I have Tsar. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oh turns into a hurricane. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, oh, I have such Tsar, and he claps his hands. That, I don't know, what does it mean, clap? That creates some other type of natural
earthquake.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's frustrated. He goes, hey, dot! He bangs. So what does that cause? It causes another type of massive natural disaster. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts his feet below Hadoim Raglav. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what that is, but these may be, for a human being, a very simple gesture to express yourself in frustration. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is frustrated, it is super, super magnified, and what happens, the effects that come down to this world would bring with it massive, massive churban. But that we should recognize from this Maamar Chazal, it's all a frustration in why Mashiach has not yet come. It's very fascinating, because we learned the Yisrael Chavetz Chaim, remember we had this, we once discussed this, that in the lifetime of the Chavetz Chaim, there was a massive earthquake, where we're
Japan,
and they asked the Chavetz Chaim, why was there such enormous loss of life? How do we make sense out of this? And the Chavetz Chaim, he emphasized the Kol Masha, everything that happens in this world is B'shvil Yisrael. It's for Klal Yisrael. It's for us to take a lesson from, to learn from. It's very difficult, obviously, but this Maamar Chazal at least is a blueprint, at least to awaken us up to the fact that, at least it says here, this is part of one pasuk of Ben Psukim, that it's order in order to, we should be aware.
But we know the Rambam says that the imam and the
ain't a goof, like my haguf. So everything has to be understood in the context. But this is something which, you know, it's a very interesting idea. Hey, Dot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is banging down on the wine press. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Lamid Beis. Let's see. Koyamar Hashem Tzvokas Hineru Ayoyit Seis Migoy El Goy. Evil is going forth from one nation, El Goy, to another nation. Visar Godol Ye'ar, and a great storm will be aroused. Miyar Kisei'aris, from the edges of the earth. Pasuk Lamed Gimel V'Hayu Chalvei Hashem Bayomahu. There's going to be destruction. There is going to be death, Chalolim, on that day. Miktzei Haaretz V'Al Kitzei Aretz. The death will be so intense.
Those killed by Hashem
will not be
stretched from one end
to the other end, and there will be the death will be the mourning will be so intense. There will not the churban will be so intense. There will not be time or even an opportunity to properly eulogize the people who have died. Lo ye softu, they will not eulogize. Velo ye osu, they will not gather together to. I think it means the dead will not be gathered together to put in a place of burial. Velo yikaveru, the dead will not be collected. They will not be buried. L'doimin, they will be nothing more than garbage. The garbage al pnei hadama yiyu. Period. Lamedalid hililu harayim v'zaaku. Shepherds cry. Hashem is giving instructions. Now, who are the rebbe? The rebbe over here refers to the leaders. V'zaaku v'spalshu adirei hatzoin, and the mighty ones of the sheep, which means the leaders, you shall roll in dirt. Kimolu yimeichem l'tzvayach, your days are numbered for slaughter.
your days are completed. Litzvach. We'll see what that means in a moment. Usefotzosichem. You will be scattered. Usefotzosichem. You will be scattered. Unifaltem. You'll fall kichli chemda, like a precious utensil. Okay, let's see these pesukim inside. Lamed beis. Pasuk in Tzula started. Pasuk lamed beis. Hinei ra'ayot seitz hereg ve'avdoin teitzei me'im bavel el kol am va'am. According to the Mitzudos, we're referring to the Churban and the Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar will bring upon the entire world v'sar gadol hamoyas mulchama, the roar of war yisoyrer, will be aroused misoif aretz v'hubavel, from the edge of the earth, and which is bavel. Pasla megimel chale Hashem hanerogim b'gzeres hamokim, those that are slain by the gzeres hamokim lo yisoftu ki al kiyu rabim. The reason why there will be no time to eulogize is because they're going to be so many of them. They're not going to have an opportunity to eulogize them to gather them to a location and to bury them. They'll be collected upon the earth like garbage. Pasuk lamid dalet. Hililu haroim. Who are the roim? Who are the shepherds? The shepherd is a metaphor for the kings. Lemalche Yehuda v'sarav ye'omar, hililu cry, v'zo'aku atem anhigi ha'om v'atem adiri ha'tzon, you leaders of the people of the tzon. Ritzon aloymar, atem ha'giborim sheba'am, you giborim sheba'am, hispalshu ba'ofar derech tzar v'avelus, roll yourself in the earth in the state of tzar and mourning, kimolu yimechem, your days are full, lohavi mikzaschem l'tzvicha, some of you are going to be brought to slaughter. Your days are over. Molo means your days are complete. The number of days that are meant to be for you, time is up, exactly. Ubozman tefutso seichem. The day where you're going to be scattered, you're going to be dispersed, sent to exile, has arrived. Liois miktsaschem nifutsim begoilet. So some of you will be dispersed in exile. So in other words, some of you will die, and the others will be exiled. Some here and some there. Pasuk next, unufaltem b'chli chemda, and you will fall down like a precious utensil. What does this mean? We said alamar lo siy nefilaschem k'chli bozui hanoifel ba'aretz ein hezik b'nefilasai. If you have a utensil that's not worth very much and it falls down, so it's no big deal. Avol hezik rav kolon masmid yelochem b'nefilahahi. You're going to have a great destruction, great harm, and shame will come to you when you stumble. If you have a very expensive utensil, a glass jar, that falls down on the ground, the loss of value is enormous. If you have a crystal, it's enormous. But if you have something that's not worth very much to begin with, and it falls down, it's not a big deal. The churban that's going to happen is going to be enormous. Metaphor to express the enormity of the loss. Let's see over here, Rashi, pasuk lamid dalid, heililu lashon yilala, cry, v'hispaloshu, hiskalgalu bi'afar, roll in the earth, usufutso seichem, harei zenik kotzar,
to roll.
Your dispersion, klaimar usufutso seichem tik revena lavo. Your dispersion is coming near. The days are coming near. Kichliachem de klaimar im taimu chashuv manachnu harbe. Yesh klichem de shel zchukas neiflim umishtabrim vaevdim. If you're going to say that we're chashuvim, so I'm not sure what he means. I don't know really what he means of you according to Rashi. According to him, it means it's going to be a very great loss. Rashi seems to be saying something a little more deeper. Im taimu chashuvim anachnu harbe. If you're going to say, how could this happen? It can't happen. It can't happen that we're going to be destroyed. We're too chashuv for us to suffer. Hashem says, really? Yesh klichem da shal zchuchetz neiflim umeshtabrim v'yoevdim. It can happen. Just like we find that very expensive utensils, they fall and they break, so too it's going to happen to you as well.
You think they're too big to fail.
You're too big to fail. Aha, that's very interesting. You think you're too big to fail, it's going to happen to you as well. Okay, very interesting idea. Very interesting. All right, let's see Radak. Radak starting with Pasik Lamed Beis. No, we did that. I'm sorry. Pasik Lamed Beis. Koya Mar Hashem. Efshar Sheparsha Zumein Shlofanecha Vyaperish V'ozav Kikfir Sukoy. This pasuk is a continuation on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, or Churban Beis Avreshavichon, on Yidei Nevuchadnezzar. Oiti Asida, V'ranachem V'yaperish, Ozavka, Kefir, Sukho, Al Churban Beis Sheni. So the Radak over here is saying something very, very fascinating. That he's saying that this prophecy may indeed be alluding to what's going to happen during the time of the Beis Sheni, not the Beis Rishon. Because the previous pasuk, before pasuk Lamed Beis, we already discussed the Churban Beis Rishon. So why then will there be repetition to again repeat the Churban Beis Rishon? In other words, so therefore, according to the Perush of Radak, there's a possibility over here that's a nevuah, a lo yusir mechol, a long-term nevuah as to what is going to happen in the time of the Beis Sheni. Heilulu harayim, harayim v'adirei hatzayin hein malchei aretz. This refers to the shepherds and the mighty ones. Always refers to the kings and the leaders. V'yispalashu, his golgulu be'afar or be'efer, roll in the earth or in the ash or in earth. L'tzvayach, she'yu toivchim ish esre'ehu, there's going to be slaughter. Man is going to be slaughtered. U'sifotso seichem, your dispersion. Zois hamila ba sh'loi kiminok. This word is an unusual word. Ki ha'pei b'cholim, the pei is u'sifo. So sichem, and the atav bechirik, and the atav is sichem. The hanochoin, what we would expect is a pei b'shurik, which we usifu. So sichem, how would you normally expect usifu? So sichem, the atav unifut so seinu kanes miyarkes say aretz. So you would expect the pasuk to say usifu so seichem, not the way we have it. But sere kiu min tefutza b'shekel, in the same grammatical form as tevuna and timuna. The hakibutz tefutzos, and the word the kibutz, the plural form of tefutzos b'shekel, in the same grammatical form as tevunos and timunos teshuvos. The imkinu yhanim tzaim, and with the kinu yhanim tzaim tefutso seichem b'shekel, in the same grammatical form as usishu vo seichem nishar moal. Okay, there's another pasuk. V'nemar kiba hapei b'cholim lezavik hatenuos kamo tohaymos yichas yumu. The tomos will cover v'ubo hatav b'chiva kimi imlo shiri sicha l'toiv sheroy sheroy sheri sheri seich. So why then is it like this? So why then it says, I don't know why, just for whatever reason, in this pasuk, we will mishaneh, for whatever reason, it changed the form, but it's really, it's the same word. I don't know more than that. Pasuk, unifaltem kichli chemda, you're going to fall down like a kli chemda, atem sheyisem kichli chemda b'shalvosechem, you, that in the past, were a precious utensil, ata now, Tiplu v'shavaru, you're going to fall, you're going to break. V'chein tikim b'yonasen v'siplun daha v'eson rigigon kimonei ched chem dosa. You're going to fall down. I'm not sure what this means. You're going to fall down like a precious utensil. Okay, let's finish up the parak and then we'll stop. If my voice can even last that long. Pasuk lamed hey. Pasuk lamed vav v'omar v'avad manos min haroyim ufleita mediratzon. Monos will be lost from the shepherds. Monos means the ability to escape. Ufleita and survivors meadiri hatzon. In other words, your leaders are not going to be able to provide for you any salvation. Pasuk lamed zayin, pasuk lamed vav kol tzakas haroyim vililas adiri hatzon, is going to be a sound of crying that comes from the shepherds, and cries that come from the Diri Hatzon. Why? Ki Shaydeid Hashem es Mar Isam. Hashem is going to destroy their flock. Hashem is going to destroy their flock. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'nodamu no'is ha'shalom. And the sound of the beautiful pastures will be silenced. Ozav kakfir suko. Now here's the part that the Radak quoted before. The kfir, the lion, has left his sukkah, which means who's the lion? The lion over here is Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different interpretations, has left his sukkah, means the Beis HaMikdash. Ki hoysa artsam l'shama, the land has become desolate, b'mnei charon hayoina, because of the charon, the anger of the yoina. Who is the yoina? The yoina refers to, because of the yoina, according to the Radak, is oina.
Yeah, he calls it the wrath of the oppressing sword.
Because of
the
yona is the oina, the tsar mibne, because charoin apke. Let's see, spoken in the mitzudos. Pasik lamid vav. The avad manos lo yuchlu levroyach miyad ha'oyev. You're not going to be able to escape from the enemy. Uplata milas v'avad mishameshes b'sham. The word avad is referring to both. There's going to be a loss of manos and a loss of plata. Loimar sheyaved plata usheiris ma. You'll lose out the ability to escape. And any ramnit me adire hatzoin from the mighty ones of the sheep who are the adire hatzoin hema hagibayrim. Pasuk lamed vav. Kol tzakas, return to Leimar, hinei nishma kol tzakas, ki yishedin Hashem, return to Leimar, me Hashem bo hashtidu b'gzera, from Hashem is coming the destruction. Marisam, the pasture, mekoyim sheharayim roes atzon, v'hu l'moshu al Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will be destroyed, v'inodamu, it will be silenced, hamidurois, hayeshvois b'shalayim, the cities that in the past were peaceful, Yiyu Charevim will be empty, Mibnei Charoin Af Hashem Sheyechore Bohem, Hashem's anger that has been kindled against them. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ozav Kekfir Suko, Kol Modar Yenezav Mibolov, every dwelling will be abandoned from its owner, Velo Yizachrebo, Kimo like Kefir Arroyos, like a baby lion, Sheenoi Zoicher Bisukoi Soy Acha Sheozva, does not remember its abode. It's sukkah, it's abode after it leaves it. Charoin hayoina, due to the anger of the yona. Who is the yona? The yona over here is charoin ha'oyev, the enemy, hama'ane. The yona is the enemy. And the reason why they're called yona, yona does not mean of your dove. It means from the lashon of ona, of harm. Ha'oyev hama'ane v'oynes osam lokacha sahon, that torments them and harass them to take their wealth. Hashem got angry against them. This was not an accident. Okay, let's see over here. Rashi pasuk lamed vav. Vinodamu lashon churva, lashon hadimanu, destruction. Vinidma sham let this in Echa. We had this before. We had this before in Yirmiya. Hadimanu, we have been silenced. Vinidma sham ozav kfir gola malka mikarke. The kfir, according to Rashi, is the melech. Ke kfir ha'oizeve suko, like a lion that leaves its abode. Hayoina mishtakeres b'yayin kein tirgum yoinason. Now, so he has a new interpretation. Hayoina, because of those people who are intoxicated by wine.
How do you get from
yona to yayin?
Yayin?
I guess the yud and the nun. Right? The yud and the nun. The people who have been intoxicated by wine, b'bnei charoin, ki lois artsam l'shama, b'bnei charoin hayoina. I'm not sure. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means. I don't even know what it means.
Somehow it means drunk, but not clear.
It will cause them to become. It will cause them. How in the article? The article says, the sword of the enemy will cause the nation to become as confused and senseless from misery, right? As a drunkard is confused and senseless from wine. So the yon is referring to Klal Yisrael. With the yon that will become dull. Their sense will be dull, become dulled.
He says it's unclear. But then the second explanation that it comes
from. Okay, the second explanation, that's exactly what the Mitzvah says, Lashon of Aina. Okay, the Radak, Radak Pasuk Lamed Vav says the lilis bechirik havav and neichayud, which we'll go through these very quickly. All the grammar of lavan asher. Okay, let's go to the next radak. Marisim tsoy marisim mechem hagoyim shemach machalem v'roeim. Okay, the Gemara are going to consume them. V'nidamu nichusim li cut off. Gam madmein tidaimi ne'os hashalom mekaymos hanira shahiray b'shalom, place where they pass in peace. V'hu mashal al areim umidinoisam Yerushalayim, their cities will become destroyed. Pasam ches azav yisukoy haroy sukasoy ki hanifrat suka. Okay, this is a grammar radak. Okay, let's skip it for now. Strum down one line. Hashem will abandon the Beis Hamikdash because we are not doing His will. Ki hayso artsam de limi came lishmama ki tedem khubem bayis hayso artsam lishama if im kol ze musa lo lakhu vlo yakh lo sabak oid ve azu. Let's just go further. Bim nechev hayoina charoin cheref hayoina, who is the yoina which is lema cheref oyev hay neses ay sam min vlo yu yonu od nisi ayasani, no longer will they be able to torment my people. So the Radak is learning like the Mitsudos. Unlike Rashi's second interpretation, Yona means the oppressor. He goes back to the Targum Shtigim in Kodim Charav Sindav. It means that we're going to become intoxicated due to the enemy. We're going to lose our senses. And we're going to be, as Rashi said, Mishtakedes Miyayin, as if we have been intoxicated from wine. Okay, Rabbis, I apologize to you. I didn't know my voice would be this bad today. We're going to stop now. We're going to take a break. And I've put Rabbi Maievsky on the spot. So you go easy on him. Rabbi Maievsky is going to fill in like Riviera. He's in the coming for the save. What I say? Rivera?
And Trump's wife is
Rivera. Rivera, okay.